Right, we're beginning here with the beginning of Masechet Zevachim as well as the beginning of Seder Kodshim. Just before we start, I just wanted to give some quick introduction. Just before we get into Karbanot and Zevachim, we're going to spend a lot of time, Zevachim and Achot, and then through to the end of Seder Kodshim, about why we're spending our time on this and what's so important. Of course, the Pasuk in Hosea, Yudalit, that we say every morning at the end of Karbanot, which is Neshama Parim Sfateinu, that we have the ability through our speech, through our learning, accomplish the bringing of the Karbanot. The Gemara in Shabbos on Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph says, Pasuk in Yishayahu, Vaya Emunut Itecha, Chosein Yishuot Chochmat Vadat, and says each one of those words or descriptors, adjectives in the Pasuk refers to one Seder. When it comes to Seder Kodshim, it says Chochmat Seder Kodshim. Chochma comes through Seder Kodshim. The Midrashim, whether it's the Agadato and Menachot, which we'll get to, and it's on Daf Kuf Yud in Menachot, there the Agadato says, they bring a Pasuk from Divrei Yamim, Lo'olam Zot Al Yisrael, and then Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eilu Talmidei Chachamim Hoskim Behochot Avodah. These are Talmidei Chachamim are learning Avodah. Male Aleim HaKatuv Ki Eilu Nivneh Mikdash B'yameihem. It's as if the Beit Mikdash is built in their day. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mai Dechtiv, Zot Torat HaChatat, V'Zot Torat HaHasham, Kol Osek B'Torat Chatat, Kilu Yikriv Chatat, Kol Osek B'Torat HaHasham, Kilu Yikriv HaHasham. So the Limud, the learning of the Kodshim, according to the Agadato in Masechet Menachot, is the equivalent of actually bringing these Karbanot, and Hashem is Ma'aleh Aleinu, Ki'ilu, we built the Mikdash V'Yameinu, and we're Makriv the Karbanot, if we actually learn about the Karbanot. The Parish of Mishnayot, the Rambam, and the Smag also are omed on this idea that it's very important. It's extremely important for us to focus on these items, and therefore it's ra'ui to lasuk b'nyei ha-karbanot. The Chafetz Chaim in Lekutei Halachot, on Masechet Zevachim, in Hakdama Rishona, speaks about the fact that he doesn't understand why, in our day, nobody learns the Kodshim. The whole Seder Kodshim has gone by the wayside, and nobody learns it whatsoever. And he says, first of all, I don't understand. He says, people say they don't learn Kodshim because things are tight, people don't have time to learn, they only learn things that are Halacha L'maaseh. He says, but truthfully, I see in the yeshivas, they're learning Nezikin, they're learning Noshim, they're learning Masechtot that have very, very few, or almost no, Halachot Masiyot, and only maybe for a Dayan, they matter. But otherwise, there's not so much that is such Halacha L'maaseh. Compared to Masechtot in Kodshim, where everything is halacha l'maaseh because of the Mamar Chazal, that anybody who learns Kodshim, it says Ki'ilu Makriv. So he says that is so much more halacha l'maaseh than all these other Masechtot that the yeshiva spend their time on. So he says, well, I don't understand why they're not learning Kodshim and being Mashkiah Zman in Kodshim. Other issue that he takes with people not learning Kodshim is that fact that, let's think about it, when it comes to any other Masechta, whether it's those in Seder Nashim, whether it's those in Seder Nezikim, in the Torah, there's a Perek, there's a Parsha, there's a small amount. Half the Torah deals with Kodshim. The whole Sefer Vayikra, right? It's parts of Bamidbar, parts of Shemot. There's so much, and in Dvarim as well. It says, Rova Torah, when you get to Kodshim, Rova the Torah is dealing with Kodshim, Mikdash, Mishkan. Says, why wouldn't we first put our time into what the Rova Torah is speaking about? So that's his other issue with people not learning. And the last thing, it's interesting, he's speaking, obviously, today living in Eretz Yisrael, it's a little hard for us to see this, but he's living in Russia. And he says, wouldn't it be true if Mashiach came, we heard that there was a Beit Mikdash, that every child, every person would spend a couple of rubles, whatever it took, to get up to Yerushalayim, to bring an Olah, to bring a Chatat, they would spare no energy, no cost, and they go to Yerushalayim to bring a Korban. And it would be a long trek, it's not so close, and it would cost a lot of money, yet everybody would do it. He says, we have the bracha of not having to do any of that. We can sit in the base medrash, we can learn Kodshim, and have the same benefit without having to kill ourselves for the long journey and have to expend all that money. And we can have the benefits of bringing the Karbanot without actually bringing the Karbanot. The Chofetz Chaim also mentions that we're clearly living in times of Ikvot Tod Mashiach. Obviously, we live many, many years after the Chofetz Chaim. If the Chofetz Chaim felt it in his time, then certainly in our time. And he said that it's only appropriate if we want to bring the Mashiach and we want to show Hashem that we're really ready, that we're making Halacha L'maaseh, we must learn the Seder Kodshim. In addition to that, Briskers also were very into Kodshim, and that is because when it comes to other Masechtot and other Limud HaTorah, when a Torah Shebaal Peh, intellect of the individual, the logical realm of the man, is interjected into the learning that is there, because these are factors or halachot that do have application to us. But when it comes to kodshim, kodshim is limud haTorah in its purest sense, because the entire logic of kodshim and the entire limudim that come out of the psukim in kodshim have nothing to do with, in quote-unquote, our intellect, or something that is misfara or logical. Rather, it's something that's limud haTorah in its purest sense, because kodshim are their own world. They're the world that's created by the Torah. And therefore, it's the purest form of limud haTorah. So Chafetz Chaim is very, very promotional of learning the Seder Kodshim, and that it shouldn't go by the wayside. Baruch Hashem, that the Daf HaYomi really brought back to life the fact that we're going to spend time on all of Kodshim, and really make sure that those Masechtot are part of the limud haTorah and the Weltanschauung that we have in our understanding of Torah Shebaal Peh. Other thing I want to discuss is the famous machloket between the Rambam and the Ramban about why does the Torah prescribe, or why are there the mitzvot ha-karbonot in the Torah. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, it's both in Chilek Gimel, in Perek Lamed Bet, there the Rambam lays out his theory in general, and then later on in Perek Mem Vav, he goes through each little piece of the karbonot and gives in more detail why it is that we have the karbonot, or each aspect of the karbonot. In general, the Rambam says that the reason Hashem gave us the Maaseh HaKarbonot, everything relating to the Mikdash, had to do with the fact that at their day, that was a common practice amongst those that worshipped Avodah Zarah. And the Rambam says you can't take someone from 0 to 100 in a minute. You can't make it. You can't flip somebody over and say, oh, this is what they were doing till now. Do something totally different. So the Rambam believes that this was a stage or a medium by which to get to the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to rid ourselves of Avodah Zarah, and then, in the Rambam's word, to reach the level of the Muskal, which is very common amongst the Spanish Sephardic thinkers. You see in the Ibn Ezra, you see in others, about the intellectual grasp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the thoughts about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ultimate goal, not necessarily things b'maaseh. The karbanot are a vehicle to take us away from Avodah Zarah and to bring us to that ultimate goal. So they're a means to an end, not an end in of themselves. And the Rambam says, well, I can show you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that. Why? Because it says in Parsha B'Shalach, when he takes them out of Mitzrayim, it says, "V'lo nacham otam derech eretz plishtim ki karovu." That Hashem, when He's taking him out of Mitzrayim, doesn't take him derech eretz plishtim ki karovu. Why? What was He afraid? That maybe there'll be a milchama and they'll want to go back to Mitzrayim. So He takes them the long way around. So the Rambam says, "What? Hashem's not capable of dealing with a milchama. Hashem's not able to have each individual be fine with that." No, Hashem says we have to do it through a process. I can't take them right out of Mitzrayim straight into a battle. That's not going to work. I have to train them. I have to take them into the Midbar. I have to do with them items, slowly bring the people to the point where they're able to or capable of going to Milcham or facing the Plishtim. So the Rambam says that I prove to you that Hashem does it that way. He doesn't just do 0 and then 100. He has a process by which He does it. So therefore the Rambam claims that that's true of the Karbonot as well, was to instill in us the fact that there is only a Kodesh Baruch that we worship and not Avodah Zarah. So I'll give just a couple quick examples about this from in Perek Memvav. I'll send them to you. You can read the Mor Nevuchim. It's worthwhile read just to see how the Rambam phrases everything. For instance, he talks about Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, he says that in their day it was a practice of Avodah Zarah to bring Karbonot on Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh they used to worship either to the moon, to the sun. Whatever they did, there was a practice of Avodah Zarah. So Hashem said no more of that. We're going to have Rosh Chodesh. You're going to have a special karbonot that you're going to bring on Rosh Chodesh. You're going to have the Seir Lechatat. You're going to have all these items that you bring. So Hashem replicated the Avodah that was used by the Avodah Zarah, but He directed it towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other thing, which we'll get to later, is the animals that are used. Which animals? He says in the Maaseh Avodah Zarah, they tried to use the rarest of animals. That is, that they used lions and bears and items that were hard to find, because that showed your tremendous love for the Avodah Zarah. It's an important distinction that you need to know within the Tzivui HaTorah versus Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah has no commands. It has no Torah. So therefore, in order to show love, or in order to show that you really believe in the Avodah Zarah, you have to go to extremes. Whether that means human sacrifice, whether that means bringing dubim, ariot, trying to find the most rare, unusual item, in order to show how much you love the Avodah Zarah. In the Torah, we don't have to have that. Why? Because Hashem gives us the tzivoy. As long as we keep the tzivoy Hashem and listen to the tzivoy Hashem, then we've done. We proved our love or devotion to Hashem. So Hashem, on the other hand, picked, when it came to our karbanot, picked the most common item, whether it was the par, the seh, the izim, torim, and the bnei yonah. He picked the items that were easy to find, that were readily available to us. So the opposite of the avodah zarah, that's one aspect that the Rambam talks about. Another aspect he talks about is, for instance, blood. What's the din of blood? So he says in their day, blood was considered to be a way to bring the shadim around and to be able to communicate with the shadim. So they used to drink the blood and they used to have all these ceremonies where they ate around the blood of the spilled animal in order to bring the shadim or to communicate with the shadim. And that's how the Rambam explains both how the dye, the dam of Behemoth goes on the Mizbeach and why the dam of a Chayan Oaf has to be kisui adam. You have to cover it up so that you don't have these people sitting around eating over the dam. So just examples that Rambam goes through, mamash, piece by piece, goes through these different items and explains how this is to be neged or against avodah zarah. The Ramban, ala Torah, it's the Ramban found in Parshat Vayikra, Aleph Tet. The Ramban takes huge issue with the Rambam. He says, I don't understand, how could it be that Hashem would command something that really doesn't have, is not an end? How could it just be a means to an end? It's an end in itself. How could that be? Halachot, pritei halachot. Some of the issues that he takes with are, for instance, the two examples that I gave are Rosh Chodesh and Dam. He says, wait, if Rosh Chodesh, the whole practice by Avodah Zarah was to celebrate in Rosh Chodesh, then you're only strengthening that practice by having people bring karbanot on Rosh Chodesh. How could you do that? And with the Dam as well. He says, if the whole point of the Dam was that they used to do something, they bring the Shadim, so on and so forth, then by being Osek in the Dam and doing things with the Dam, you're encouraging the practice even more. And then he brings two rayot that seem to be the slam dunks against the Rambam, which is, first of all, Noach. Noach brought karbanot. There was nobody in the world. There was no avodah zarah at that time. The rest of the world was destroyed. And Noach brings a korban, and it says, Vayarach reach anichoach, Hashem smells the korban, and he says, I will not anymore destroy the world. I will not be angry at man anymore. You see that Hashem accepted the korban, nothing to do with avodah zarah. And he says, even better than that, who brought a korban before that? Cain and Hevel. It says explicitly in the Torah, Hevel brought Me'echel Be'en from the best of his flocks. He brought a korban to Hashem. Vel Minchato Sha'a, and Hashem receives or accepts the korban of Hevel. So you see, there must be some value. There clearly is no avodah zarah. There must be some value or inherent value in korbanot if Hevel's bringing them, Noach's bringing them, before there's any Torah whatsoever, we still have korbanot. And then Bilam. Bilam brings korbanot to Hashem, and when he wants to curse Bnei Yisrael with Balak, he tells him to bring karbanot to Hashem. Wait, if he thinks that karbanot are all about avodah zarah, what's he doing? He's bringing karbanot to avodah zarah in order to get Hashem to listen to him? Doesn't make any sense. It must be that there's a value in karbanot. So Ramban takes major issue with the Rambam and says, no, that you don't understand that the karbanot are an end in themselves, not a means. And this is a very famous Ramban, that the reason we do or bring karbanot is v'yoter ra'u l'shma tam shomrim behem. Why? Ki ba'avur shema'aseh b'nei adam nigmarim b'machshava b'dibur u'b'maseh. People are comprised of three components, which is people think, they speak, and they do. Tziva Hashem ki sher yechata yavi korban. When a person sins, he should bring a korban. Ismoch yadav alav k'neged ha'maseh. He does smicha on the korban as a kapara for the actions that he took. V'yitvade b'piv, k'neged ha'dibur. Says, v'idui on the korban, k'neged ha'dibur, where he was chalteh. V'izrok dam al ha'mizbeach, k'neged damo b'nafsho. He'll throw the dam on the mizbeach as if he's putting his own blood on the mizbeach. K'dei she'achshov adam basoto kol eila, k'ichet laluka b'gufo b'nafsho. That he was sinned to a Kodesh Baruch Hu with his guf and his nefesh. V'ra'ui lo she'ishpoch damo v'yisrof gufo. It's really for this person to be on the Mizbeach. He should be the one on the Mizbeach, not the animal. Human, his gulf and his nefesh are chayav to Hashem. Lulei chesed aborei. It's a chesed from Hashem that we ourselves don't end up on the Mizbeach, but rather the animals. Shalkach mimenu tmrat v'kiper ha-kaban hazeh she'ed damo tachat damo. That Hashem is willing to accept the korban in place of us as human beings. Nefesh tachat nefesh. V'rashei avarim ha-kaban k'neged v'rashei avarav. The limbs of the korban are like our limbs being put on the Mizbeach. Manot. And what about the presents or the gifts of the Kohanim? that they should be gifts to those that are teaching Torah, that they should pray on behalf of this individual. Everybody sins all the time. That's what the reason behind the Karbanot is. You see the Ramban taking a very strong stand against the Rambam and saying, no, that the Korban has value in and of itself. And the value or the point that the Ramban makes is that it comes to replace the human being who should really be on the Mizbeach. He does note, the Ramban, that the Shem Hashem that is used by Karbanot is always, which Shem Hashem? Yudke Vavke. Shem Kel and Kel Elukim is never used by Karbanot. That is because Karbanot are all Midat HaChesed, Midat HaRachamim, not Midat HaDin. Why? Because Midat HaDin, who should be on that Mizbeach? You! The person themselves. It's only through Chesed of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Midat HaRachamim, that we bring Karbanot. And therefore the Shem Yudke Vavke is used all throughout the Karbanot. The Reb Soloveitchik really takes that to an extreme in a sense, but he quotes this Ramban in Al Tshuva, and there he speaks about, there he's speaking about a Kedet Yitzchak as well, but the idea that it's only through Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we bring Karbanot, and we or our children don't end up on the Mizbeach. I'll read you, it's a very unusual, the Reb Soloveitchik has an unusual opinion in this area. I'll just read it to you quickly. There's, I have the Mekorot there. It happens to be that in the new Machzor, the Rosh Hashanah that they put out, Reb Soloveitchik, right by the Kriyat HaTorah for Akedat Yitzchak, they have a small summary of this in English, so I'll quote that now, but Al Tshuva I have here for you, where he lays it out in more detail. It says, the story of the binding of Isaac, the Akedah, is based on the concept of unconditional self-sacrifice. From one perspective, Judaism does not reject the idea behind human sacrifice per se. The Torah unequivocally renounces human sacrifice based on Hashem's midat ha-chesed, the quality of mercy. His midat ha-din, however, would indeed have dictated that there is human sacrifice. The name of God that appears throughout the story of the Akedah is thus Elukim, as opposed to by Karbanot, which is Yudke Vavke Rachamim, by the Akedah, it's the Shem Elukim, which is midat ha-din. The name that represents midat ha-din. Only after the Malach stops Abraham from killing Yitzchak does the name Yudke Vavke, representing Midat HaChesed, appear in the story for the first time. Up until then, the quality of Din had prevailed, according to which Abraham had no right to his son Yitzchak, nor to derive any pleasure from his offspring. His son, in a sense, did not belong to him. The order to sacrifice him then was which wings that had to be fulfilled without any reservations. In a world of strict justice, Din, the only accepted behavior is for man to sacrifice himself. The Rav Soloveitchik taking the Ramban, building on this Ramban to a tremendous extreme, even with human sacrifice. But the idea being the same, that who ends up on the Mizbeach is really us. Who ends up on the Mizbeach is really the children. We, the Korbanot, the Midat HaRachamim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that allows us to get around that. There's a Sefer HaZikaron, the Ritva, who in his Sefer Zohar, he defends the Mor Nevuchim from the questions of the Ramban. And in there, he says that the Ramban obviously didn't see parts of the Nevorah Buchim, otherwise he wouldn't have written some of this. But he defends the Rambam with regards to Noach and Cain Vehevel, that the Supreim, the stories of Breishit, according to Rambam, are stories that have toelet, that follow things that the Torah wants us to do. So true, what is the Torah? The Torah wants us to distance from Avodah Zarah. That's a value. So when Noach brings a Korban, then he's mekavein to something that the Torah will require later on, to bring Karbanot, to be mafkia l'idimeidei Avodah Zarah. That's fine. He says, by Kain Vehevel, look in the Mor Nevuchim, you didn't really understand it. I quoted you the piece from the Mor Nevuchim that I think he's quoting. And then also by the Dam in Rosh Chodesh, he says, I don't think, by Rosh Chodesh, he says, the Rambam's clear, that you only bring the Karbanot, not like Avodah Zarah, you only bring the Behemot, not the Dubim and Arayot. The Rambam's clear that they did an Avodah that was different than what they had done in Avodah Zarah. Yes, they did on Rosh Chodesh, but it was something different, and that clearly differentiates it. As well as the Dam. The Dam, he says, that this sounds like the Ramban, because it says, why don't we eat Dam? Kiba Nam Hua Nefesh. The Dam's the Nefesh. So it sounds exactly like the Ramban, and not like the Rambam. So he says, no, that's the reason why they use the Dam. Why they use the Dam to bring the Shedim is because Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. They thought through the Dam being the Nefesh, that was Karov the Shedim, and that would bring them about. And that's why he does. So he goes in defense of Mor Nevuchim against the attacks of the Ramban. But here you have two different Shitot. What is very interesting is the Rambam himself, when he gives the reasoning behind the Karbanot, says all this about to Afuke Avodah Zarah. Yet the Rambam, in Perasha Mishnayot, to Masech Menachot, in that Mishnah that we quoted, V'od Amru Zot Torah Tola, Kolo Seikbo Torah, Kilu Krivola, Uminchav Chatat Vasham. Amru Tamri Chachamim, Oskim Hilchot Avodah, Malei Aleim, Aktuv Kilu Nivnem Mikdash Binyimehem. Lefikach Roi Lodam Lassof Binyinei HaKarbanot, Ulit Bonein Vahem. V'almayar Shehem Dvorim She'in Lehem Tzorech, Hayom, Kederach Shemim Harbe Bnei Adam. See, the Rambam himself, who is the one who says Zolda Fuke Merazara, says in the end, like the brings down in Perishim Mishnah, like the Agarato, that it's Kedai Liyomod, it's Kedai to learn Kochim in order to get that benefit. Kilu Bana Bing Dashvi Yamav, Ezilviz Makriv Karbonot, Lid Banain Bahem. So Rambam, despite the fact that he says it's all a Fuke Merazara, still sees that value in learning Kochim, so as if we brought these Karbonot, Bi Yamenu. Alright, we waited for you to start. Alright, now we can start. Alright. Here we go. So now, kol hazvachim, all karbonot that are brought, shenisbechu shelo lishman. Shelo lishman over here, as Tosus points out, Tosus goes back and forth over here, but Tosus points out, shelo lishman here means that you brought them for a different korban. Not that you changed who they are being brought for. It's not shinui ba'alim, but rather the shinui kodesh. You changed, right, something within the arba avodot. Right, the changing of one of those avodot, you thought you were bringing this korban for something else. Which is, if you look in Tosvot, it says, Kol zvachim shenizbechu. Nizbechu means they were shechted. Any zevach that was shechted, shalo lishman. So Tosvot says, V'hu adin kabbalah v'olecha zrika. In any one of the four avodot, this is true. If somebody does it shalo lishma, kagon, ola, l'shem shlamim. We're changing the korban from what it should have been to something else. Aval shinu b'alim lo shalo shinu. Lo shayach ala bezrika. Changing the name of the balim is only shayach bezrika. Tosfos backtracks from this later on. But his basic point is true here, which is number one, it's not just shechita, it's all four of the avodot that it's true about, that we say that you can have shinoi here. And the shinoi is from lishman, shlo lishman, we'll see in the Gemara. Here, let's assume it's talking about changing the korban from an olat to shlamim, shlamim to a chatat, whatever it is that you're changing around, but that's what's going on here. So ksherim, they are kasher. Ela shelo alu the balim l'shem chova. They work. When you bring a korban like that, it basically changes from being a chova. For instance, if someone's bringing it to discharge some obligation, they do not discharge the obligation because it's brought now shelo lishma. Nevertheless, it turns into a donation. It turns into a nidava that's now being brought to the mikdash, and a nidava brought to the mikdash. You have to take care of it. It's a good kochim. It's a good korban. Now, chutz, there are two exceptions to this rule. Mina Pesach ve'chatat. The Pesach and the Chatat are exceptions to this rule. The Gemara will discuss why the Pesach and Chatat are exceptions to the rules. A Pesach is only an exception bizmano, in its time. Ve'chatat bicholzman. And a Chatat, any time is a problem. So if someone brings a Chatat is unique in that a Chatat cannot be brought as a voluntary offering. Cannot be brought without having done something that requires one to bring a chatat. Therefore, if someone brings a chatat, which is unique to that chait, if they go ahead then they have it shlo lishma, they do it shlo lishma, it can't change the chatat into a nidava. It's not from the suga karbonot, it's not in the parsha of those things that can be changed over. A pesach bizmano is the same thing. A pesach bizmano means ben arabayim on erev pesach. That's a pesach bizmano. Over there, the korban is uniquely directed towards the Pesach. It cannot be altered to any other korban. It cannot be brought as a nedava. It's unique to that point in time. Therefore, you can't change either of those korbanot. A Pesach bizmano and a chatat bichol zman. With regards to a Pesach shelo bizmano, everybody agrees that after Pesach passes, the korban turns into a shlamim. That it can be brought as a shlamim and it becomes a shlamim. But so Pesach sheni, it seems to be that it has to be within its first year. And therefore, someone designated to bring it in the Pesach Rishon, and then didn't bring it then, it turns into a Shlamim. Pesach Sheni, the Gemara discusses a little bit. If someone's going to bring a Pesach Sheni, then maybe it's not Nidchet after Pesach Sheni. But generally, we don't assume that we assume it comes a Shlamim. Before Pesach, I'm here in Machlokas, between the Shita Mekubetzin and the Tosos here, before Pesach, the Gemara says you have to do Akira. That you have to actually remove the Shem Pesach from it and turn it into a Shlamim. Tosos seems to indicate here that you could do it without anything. Just Shlamim, and that's it. Just bring it as a Shlamim, it's fine. She never says, no, before Pesach, you have to be Oker the Shem Pesach from it in order to be a Shlamim. Otherwise, it's Stam the Pesach. That's what you were just asking about Pesach Sheni. If it's prior to Pesach, say a week before Pesach, you designate this animal to be your Pesach, a week before Pesach, you bring it as a Shlamim instead. So why is it Pasul? Because he designated the Korban as a Pesach, right? A Korban Pesach. Now he wants to bring it as a Shlamim. It's to be Oker the Shem Pesach for it to make it into a Shlamim according to Shita Mekubetzet. Shita Mekubetzet says, why is it Pasul over here? It's not Pasul because it's not L'Shem Pesach, because Pesach Bizmano is the only time you need L'Shem Pesach. What's the problem here? You're bringing a Pesach, Shalom Bizmano. it ends up being a Korban Pesach that you bring Shlomo Zamanel. If you're not Oker the Shem Pesach from it, you just bring a Pesach when it's not the time for a Pesach. That's the Psul. Psul is not a Psul of Lo Lishma Lishma, it's a Psul that you bring a Pesach Shlomo Zamanel. Once you Oker the Shem from it, then it becomes a Shlomim, it's fine. So that happens in Machlokas Tosfos here. That's Tosfos' view. That anything outside of Pesach is called the Shlomim, although the Gemara is pretty clear that you need a Kira if it's before Pesach. So I don't know why Tosfos doesn't address that issue, but that's the Shittim Gubetzit over here is addressing, that the Akira makes it different before than it is afterwards. So now, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Af Hashem, even the Hashem, the meaning that Hashem has the same equation as the Chatat, which means a Pesach Bizmano, V'Chatat V'Hashem B'Chol Zman, that it doesn't matter whether you have a Pesach Bizmano or a Chatat Hashem B'Chol Zman, if you change them, then they are problematic. If you bring them to Shol Lishma, they're problematic. Why? Amar Rabbi Eliezer, a Chatat Baal Achet, V'Hashem Baal Achet. Chatat and Hashem both were brought for the violation of an Isur B'Torah. Ma Chatat Psula Shol Lishma, V'Hashem Pasul Shol Lishma. They should be the same equation. If they're brought to Chataim, then the Shol Lishma should present a problem for both of them here. It's interesting. Tosfos over here says, wait a minute. Chatat and Hashem, Iker Chatat V'Hashem Nami Da'ein Ba'in Al Achet. There are Chataot and Hashemot that come not on Achet. Kagon, Chatat Yoledet. V'Hashem Mitzora. Since Rov, Chataot, and Hashemot come for a Chet, therefore we include them. Tosfos points out over here which two. He points out the Chatat Yoledet, and he points out the Hashem Mitzorah, and the other one is the Chatat Nazir, which would be the other one, the Chatat or the Hashem Nazir. So over there, the Gemara, if you remember, we had this in Shavuot, as a machlokas in the Gemara in Shavuot, whether the Chataot are really Lechet, or are they stum that you bring a chatat when it comes to these items, like the yoledet, like the nazir, like the mitzorah? Are these really chatot for a chait? Or are these not chatot? Now, if you say they're not for a chait, what does it mean, v'chiper la nefesh? How do you read these lashonot? If you remember, back Tosfos in Dafchet, in Shavuot says, the Rabbanan, afilu nitma b'mezid, even a nazir who comes tamei on purpose. But Lazar Kapar says that the Chatat of the Nazir is brought because Tziratz Momin Ayayin. But the Rabbanan say, no, it's not a Chatat, it's not for a Chet. So what, how do they explain the Chipar La Nefesh? I mean, what, how do they explain the rest of the Pasuk then? So this is what their Tosfos says. Rabbanan, afilu nitma b'mezid ha-karban inu bala Chet. Da afilu nitma b'onis, dalav chote avit. He brings the Korban whether he's an onis or whether he's a mezid. It makes no difference. You can't call him a chote when it's an onis, so that can't be for Chet. Maybe Korban. Umi'asher chatala nefesh. How do you explain that? Havi rabbanan lashon chisaron. Chata means to missing or losing something. Chet means, well, generally chet means to miss the mark. But over there, it doesn't mean to be chotel, like we say, do an aveira, do a violation of an isur lav. Rather, he missed the mark, means that he was supposed to do the nizirut. And this tuma took him off track. He can no longer complete his nizirut until he gets tahor again and then starts over again. So that's what it means. Over there, the chet or the chatat is becoming to see that there's a chisaron, there's a loss of the intention, there's a loss of what we were trying to do over here. So that's how Tosfos explains the word chatat outside the context of chet. But nevertheless, he says over here, we're talking about chatot Hashemot in general, which do come on the chataim and come on violations of Levin in the Torah.
But those ones that are really not, let's say, coming for a chet, they come along with the same thing since they're called a chatat?
Yes, yes, basically. Yeah, they're drawn along with the others. That's what Tosfos is saying here, yes. Yossi ben Choni Omer, Hanishchatin l'shem Pesach, or l'shem Chatat, Psulim. So Yossi ben Choni reverses this and says, not only is a Chatat, let's call it a Sham if you include it according to Rabbi Lezer, and a Pesach Bizmano, Pasul if you do them Shalom Lishma, but even if you do another Karban, l'shem Chatat, or you do another Karban, l'shem Pesach Bizmano, they also will be Psulim. So it's not only Shalom Lishma in those Karbanot, but another Karban that you bring Lishma, l'shem these Karbanot are also Psulim. Then Shimon Achi Azariah. So this is interesting in itself. It's Shimon, the brother of Azariah. Why is he called Shimon Achi Azariah? So Rashi says, Hashem Shazariah Asak B'Permachtia. Azariah was the businessman. V'sipek Tzorchei Shimon Achiv. And he provided for his brother Shimon. B'Shasha Yosek B'Torah. So therefore, V'itnu B'Nehem, Yisachar and Zvulun. That the Torah of Shimon would be called Al Shem Azariah, who provided for him. And that's Vikach Nichra Shmo Shlomar Yado. And therefore his name is mentioned here. So Shimon is the one who learned the Torah, but he's the Achi Azariah, the brother of Azariah, because Azariah is the one who supported his Torah. So here's the concept of a Sachar and Zvulun, this great my mekomot on this. I felt we had enough to do already today with the introduction to Kodshim. So maybe Asif, I'll send them out. But there's a lot of good mekorot on this idea. Does Yisachar Zvulun really work? I mean, here it seems from the Gemara, it seems that it works. And here we have some case in point of this in the Mishnah. So Shimon, Achei Azar Yomer, Shachtan L'Shem Gvoha, Mehen Kshirim. If you upgrade an animal, it's kasher. L'Shem Namuch Mehen, Sulim. But if you downgrade the animal, it's pasul. So when we say Shalol Lishma means that you change the animal. For instance, if you change a Shlamim into an Ola, no problem, that's an upgrade. Shlamim is Kodshim Kalim. And an Ola is a Kodshi Kodashim. That's an upgrade. That's not a problem. On the other hand, if you take an Ola and then you make it into a Shlamim, that's a downgrade. That's problematic. Or you take a Shlamim and downgrade it into a Maser, a Pesach. Those are all downgrades. Downgrades are problematic. Upgrades are okay. How? Ketzer. Kodshi Kodashim Shashachtam Lashim Kodshim Kalim. If you take Kodshi Kodashim like an Ola and make them into a Kodshim Kalim into a Shlamim, Psulim. Kodshim Kalim, Ishlamim, Shishaktam Lashim, Kodshe Kodoshim, you may upgrade them to Allah, Kshirim. HaBachor VaMaaser Shishaktam Lashim Shlamim. Bechor Maaser, we know that from Ezim Mukuman, is the lowest form of Kedusha when it comes to Karbanot. They only require Matanah Achat on the Mizbeach. Just one Matanah Achat, Bechor Makom. They are the lowest form of Kodshim Kalim. And so if you do those, Lashim Shlamim, Kshirim, that's an upgrade to Shlamim. Shlamim requires Shtayim Shem Arba. It's a higher level of Kodshe Kalim. On the other hand, if you take a Shlamim, Sheshachtam L'Shem Bechor U'L'Shem Maaser, Psulim. If you downgrade a Shlamim to a Maaser or a Bechor, then you are problematic according to Shimon Achei Azariah. Right now, the Gemara is questioning the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts out, Kol Azeh V'Chim Shenizbechu Shalo Yishman K'sherim. Then the Mishnah says, Ela, Shalo Alu L'Balim L'Shem Chova. Gemara wants to know, why is this word Ela there? You could have just said Vav, the Vav Achibor. Could have just said, Kol Azvachim Shenizbechu L'Shol Yishman K'sherim, Vi, Lo Alu, L'Balim, L'Shem Chova. Just, it's a statement of fact. You have one fact, which is that if you do it Shol Yishman, it's Kasher. Second fact is that the Balim are not Yotzei Yudei Chovatan. And we know in general that the Mishnah tries to write in the shortest Lashon possible. So why over here did it not use the Vav Achibor, instead use the word Ela? So that's the Gemara asks, Lama L'Midna Ela? Shalo Alu, L'Nei, Vi Lo Alu, L'Balim Shem Chova. Why do you use the Ela as the conjunction? Use Vi as the conjunction over here would have been a shorter, more concise way to teach the Mishnah. So Ha Kamash Malan, the Valim Dehu Delo Alu L'Shem Chova. Al Ve'el Be'Kidushotayu Kaimei V'Asur L'Shnuye Behu. That true, they don't go. They do not discharge the obligation of the Balim, the owners that brought them. But nevertheless, they still stand in their Kedusha. What does it mean they still stand in their Kedusha? That means you may not change any other Avodah within them. Kedama Ravo. Ola Sheshachta Shelo Lishma. You brought an Ola Shelo Lishma. Azur, this you did at the time of Shechita. You changed it. Asur Lizrok Dama Shelo Lishma. Since you already made a mistake, or you did something wrong in the Shechita, that doesn't give you a wholesale permission to go ahead and then change all the other avodot. The other avodot, you should do lishma. I mean that, okay, you did the first avodot, you did the shechita shelo lishma. But nevertheless, you should do the zrikat adam, the holachat adam, everything else that you do with the behemah, the kravah, should be done lishma, done properly.
Exactly, it's not going to be the, it's not good for that karma.
Well, it's not Yotzei, no. It doesn't discharge the obligation of the individual who brought the Karban. For instance, someone was chayav to bring a Shlamim, or had to bring a Dalla, or a Todah. He's not Yotzei that obligation. He made a Nether. He's not Yotzei that obligation. Nevertheless, as a Nidava, it's a donation to the Mikdash. So he brought an Ola. He shechted it. Shlo Shema said, oh, it's a Shlamim. Nevertheless, it remains an Ola. It doesn't posel it from being an Ola. But his changing of its Shlamim makes it that the Balim are not Yotze. If they were Chayav to bring an Ola, they're not Yotze, their obligation to bring an Ola when it became Shalom Lishma.
If something was supposed to be brought as a
Shlamim,
and he went to Zizbach as an Ola.
Right. It remains a Shlamim. It's not Nizbach as an Ola. He has in mind, when he shechs the animal, that he thinks he's going to bringing this as an Ola, not a Shlamim. He brought it as a Shlamim, but then, so whoever was shechting it went ahead and thought he was shechting an Ola. So that Machshova does not change the Behemah, it's still a Shlamim, it doesn't ruin the Behemah, it's still a good Korban, just
it doesn't fulfill the Chovah.
Right, the Chovah is then no good.
So the fact that the Gavoha is what allows it to remain kosher, doesn't mean that
No, right. Shimon Achei Azariah, who says that upgrading and downgrading, right, it's all about the Machshava, it's not about changing the animal itself, right? Ucha de Rava, just like Rava Dama Rava, Ola Sheshokta Shalolishma, Asur Lizrok Dama Shalolishma. So Rebbe says that even though the Ola was shechted shalom lishma, nevertheless, you can't be then zorek damah shalom lishma, meaning that the Ola was brought, you shechted l'shem shlamim. When it comes to the dam, you have to do the dam l'shem Ola. We don't give you permission. It's not wholesale, you know, free for all now once you did one mistake. So when it says, Iba yitema sefar v'yitema makral, that Rebbe's position, Rebbe's statement is either a logical argument or it's a pasuk. Iba yitema sefar, it's a logical argument, b'shum d'shani ba, kohani lishnei ba v'lezel. Just because you change this one item, you should continue to keep changing things. I mean that you made a mistake. You make a mistake, the mistake's over. My friend says, I know this with my, you know, my kids say this to me sometimes, when you have a fast day, and someone by accident eats on a fast day, I'll say, oh, fine, alright, now I can eat for the rest of the day. That's not the case. If a person makes a mistake, he ate, that's fine. The rest of the day, you still have to fast. That was the mistake. Say, over here, you made one mistake, you don't compound the mistake. You don't continue to do things incorrectly. You do the right, the rest of it you do right. So that's one, the logical argument.
Even in one of the cases where impossible,
it's done, it's over, right? The carbon's pasul, it's done. Ibai de makra, it's from the pasul. It says, Moses vatecha tishmor vasita kasher nadarto l'ashem elokecha nidava. So here the pasuk says, we've seen this pasuk numerous times, we've seen it in Rosh Hashanah, we've seen it in Shavuos, we saw it in other places, and that is because the pasuk is inconsistent. It says, Motzeis v'techa tishmar v'asita kasher nadarta, v'ashem l'kecha nidava. It uses one place it calls it a neder, another place it calls it a nidava. So what's the story here? You have nidava, it's a neder, which one is it? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and other places comes to teach you that there's a din, but there's a din of Baal Ta'acher, both by nidava and by a neder, other limudim that we have from it. Here the Gemara is going to have a different limud, which is, hi nidava, how could you end off the puzzle with nidava? Nederhu, it's a neder. Ela, im kamash nedarta asito, if you did what you promised to do, meaning that you said you were going to bring such and such korban, and that's what you brought, and that's what you did, yay, nether. Then the korban remains a nether, meaning it discharges your obligation of what you had stated you were going to bring. Vimlo, what happens if you don't do exactly what you said? For instance, you brought an ola and end up shechting it l'shem shlamim. So now it's no longer discharging your obligation of being an ola. Nevertheless, it's nepach the oath and nidava. Vimlo, if you don't do it all correctly, then nidava yehe. Then it will become a nidava, becomes a donation. So when you bring a korban to the mikdash, either you're discharging an obligation, or you are giving a donation to the mikdash. So one of the two is happening. When you make the mistake, and now it's no longer valid for your discharging your obligation, nevertheless, it now has turned into a nidava. And the Gemara says, v'nidava mishar lishnu yeba. If you just bring, forget about any neder that you had, you bring up to the Mikdash, you say, this animal, I'm going to put on, give it as a donation to the Mikdash, I want it to go on the Mizbeach. You bring that up to the Mikdash, they can do whatever they want with it? No! There's a process that's laid out. The first parak in Sefer Vayikra is about an olat nidava. Someone brings an olat, a voluntary offering, a gift to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he brings an olat. There's the prescribed process for dealing with that olah. So just because it comes in a davah doesn't then give you free rein about to do whatever you want. They still have to follow the process that's laid out in the Torah. So again here, the fact that it went from being a neder to being a nidava, because it's not fulfilling your obligation now as a donation, doesn't therefore permit you to do whatever you want. You still have to follow the prescribed process for a karbanot. So that would be the proof from the pasuk to Rebbe's position that even when you fail to do it correctly, it doesn't mean to continue to do it incorrectly. You have to do the rest of it correctly, follow the rest of the process.
I might think that if I bring a shlam and I have a kavana for an ola, that I should
upgrade it.
Have kavana for the ola because nidava yehi.
Right, but that nidava yehi means that the original karban now becomes the original shame karban remains and it stays as a donation in that karban because you were makdish the shame shlamim. Right, but when you're makdish an animal for a certain thing for a shlamim or a la, you could then your machshava can't change it afterwards. You can't do anything to change it. That's the problem here. Your machshava can only detract. It cannot add. It can't change anything. You can't upgrade the animal through your machshava. The only thing you can do is detract from it. That's the whole problem here, is that you're having machshava at the time of shchita. That could detract. It makes it no longer discharging your obligation only into a nedava. What you can't do is change it from a shlamim to an ala. You can't do anything like that. Once it's mukdash for that item, you don't have the ability to change the korban. Alright, so now, Amar Lei Ravina the Rapapa. Lo evit kaban ba'urta b'tchuma. Says to Rapapa, listen, you weren't in the Tchum Shabbos last night to come to the Ber Chamech, to come to the Beis Medrash by Ber Chamech. Derami Rava Milei Maliota Adodi. He had a great question. Bishani Lohu. And he taught us answers. So he had a great question, and he had good answers for it. My mili maliyoto. What's this great question that he had? It's not. Kol zvachim shenizbechu shelo lishman. So it says any zevach that is brought shechted shelo lishman, time is shelo lishman. That means there was only done lishman. Hastama, if you had no machshava whatsoever, alu nami lebalu mishem chova. Almostama yinami kelishman dami. So over here you have really three categories. When it comes to lishma, you have three categories. You have the positive statement lishma. You have the negative, which is shelo lishma, and in between we have no nothing. Stop. So the question of our Mishnah addresses one of the two of those, which is lishma. Of course, it's good. Shelo lishma, the Mishnah addresses. What about stam? Well, the way the Mishnah is phrased, it says kol hazvachim shenizvachu shelo lishman ksherim. But that means that stama they would not only be ksherim, but they'd also alul the chovat abalim. Because if you wanted to say it the other way around, you would have started the Mishnah in the positive form. You said kol karban shlishma is kasher ba'ole lebalim, which implied that if it wasn't so, it was stam or shlishma, it wasn't that case. The fact that I wrote it in the negative formulation tells you that stam is good. So that's one. But number two, he says, I have a Mishnah, v'rminu. Kol aget shenichtav shelo l'shem isha pasul. Any get that's not written for intentionally for this specific woman is pasul. Ustama nomi pasul. And also stam is pasul. So wait, so why by get, where I require lishma, do I say stam? If it's just written stam, not for this particular woman, it's pasul. You're right, stam by get is lo lishma. But why is stam by zvachim not considered to be lo lishma? You're on the right track. The Gemara's gonna, he's going to give an answer very much along the track, what you just said, G'day. By get, when you do it stam, it's considered to be lo lishma. By zvachim, you do stam, it's going to be lishma. Why is that? So he answered up, Vishoni. What's the default status? Zvachim b'stam lishman umdim. What's the natural outcome of an animal that's been mukdash? Is to end up on the mizbeach. Therefore, the stam end game or end of this animal is to be lishma. That's its intent. But by a woman, isha b'stam alav legirushim omedet. A woman is not naturally standing. Her default status is not to be divorced. Default status is to remain married. Therefore, you must take an active and do something and get lishma in order to remove that status. So again, it depends what the default is. You have this by Shabbos, by Muksa. I always say this by Muksa. I think this is the way to define Muksa. Certain things are Muksa unless you have Machshava to make them not Muksa. For instance, a stone. A stone, the default status of a stone is that it's Muksa. If you then designate the stone to be a doorstopper, right, then you can pick it up on Shabbos and move it around because you had a Machshava to take away from the default status. On the other hand, Ochel. Ochel is Stam, not Muksa on Shabbos. Ochel is made to eat to something that's permissible on Shabbos. It's stam, not muksa on Shabbos, unless you have to actively be mekatzim min adat. For instance, you put up the dates on the roof or the figs on the roof to dry them out. You put them into the muksa. That's where the word comes from. Muksa is that you designate, you put them out of your mind, out of reach, because then you designate them outside of the realm of where you're going to consume them. So you have to look, what's the default status? The default status is that it's not muksa, then you have to actively make it into muksa. The default status is to be muksa, something you wouldn't use on Shabbos, then you have to actively bring it into Shabbos. It's the same concept here. The default by korbanot is to end up with shema on the mizbeach. Therefore, you have to actively remove it in order for it to be problematic. By the woman, the default sex is to remain married. So if you want to remove that, you have to have the lishma. You have to actively remove the status of her marriage by doing it lishma, and therefore stam will not work. Right now, so Gemara says, if it's vachim b'stam aksherim minolan. Let's investigate this a little bit. How do you know that b'stam, that zvachim are kasher? Ilay mimahadetanan, from our Mishnah, kol zvachim shenizbechu shelo lishman, velo ktani shelo nizbechu lishman. Right, he wrote it, like I said before, in the negative formulation, now the positivation. Gabi get nami, haktani, kol aget shenichtav shelo lishem isha pasul. The formulation in the Mishnah by get is identical to the formulation here. It's a negative formulation, which you end up, if you make a diuk, it'll be the same diuk. It is actually a Mishnah, even though the Bach removes the word Mishnah over the Tznan over here. It is a Mishnah coming up in Yud Gimel. Nevertheless, Rashi comments over here that it's a Mishnah coming up. So I'm assuming the Bach's removing the word Tznan because Rashi comments and tells us it's a Mishnah. If Rashi says it's a Mishnah, it means that in his Girsa they didn't say the Tznan, but it is a Tznan. Ketzad lishman, shelo lishman. What's the case of lishman shelo lishma? L'shem Pesach or l'shem Shlamim? Time Adamar L'shem Pesach L'shem Shlamim. The reason that it's problematic over here is because he said it was L'shem Pesach U'L'shem Shlamim. Ah, L'shem Pesach Ustama Kasher. Had he just done it L'shem Pesach, then he would have been just fine. Stami would have been fine. I mean that he has two machshavot. He has a Pesach here that he's bringing. When he brings the Pesach, he has two machshavot. He brings it L'shem Pesach and the shame shlamim. How he does that is a good question. Let's assume here, let's assume it's done in two avodot. He has the shechita l'shem pesach, and he does the zrika l'dam l'shem shlamim. So that's how he has two makshavot over here. Right. Not that he does it in one shot, that he does it in the shechting, he does both. It might be that there is. Rashi thinks that later on, that he does it in the same avodah, he has both makshavot. But at least over here, let's just assume it was done in two different avodot, make it simple for us. So he says, he goes down, he says, he has a shechita l'shem pesach, and then he says, shechita l'shem shlamim pasul, because that's lishma and shlo lishma. On the other hand, it would seem from there that if he did it lishma l'shem pesach, and then the second avodah he did the stam, he didn't say anything, it would have been fine. So you see that stam is good. So Gemara says, wait a minute.
I mean, it's a little different. Started out.
Right. Alma stamon kalishman dame. Dilmo shani hotam damar kolosel dak mishona yotza. Exactly what you're suggesting over here. Shoal saying that listen, here you already set up the standard. You already said it's going to be a Pesach, so that'll cover everything. So they said, why do you have to say, oh, maybe it's al dak mishona yotza? So they, well, that would be fine. Elami seifas. Let's look at the second half of that Mishnah. Shelo lishman v'lishman. What's the case of lo lishman lishma? L'shem shlamim l'shem pesach. So here you reversed it. He did lo lishma first, and then he did l'shem pesach afterwards. Time adam rather l'shem shlamim. That's because he did the lo lishma first. L'shem pesach afterwards. Hastama l'shem pesach. If he was silent by the shechita, and then he said l'shem pesach by the zrikat adam, kasher. So my says, Dilma Shani Hotam, I can have the other way. Hotam Damar Yochiach Sofa Tchilato. The fact that he said something along the way tells us is Mochiach what he meant throughout. The fact that he speaks up at some point makes it that it's good enough. Alright, Inami, the other possibility here is I did the Tana Lishman Shlo Lishman. It wrote the Resha, Tana Nami Shlo Lishman Lishman in the Seifa, and then you can't prove anything from this. Alright, there are two quick Tosfotim here that are very important. Over here it says, Tami Shalav the Gerishino Medet. He says, "Ba'filu zinta tachet bala." This is an amazing statement by Tosfos. You hear this? That a woman who is mizaneh tachet bala, she has nut. What's the din of a woman who has nut, willingly has nut tachet bala? He's not allowed to keep this woman around anymore. He can't have bia with her any longer. Tosfos says, she should be omitted the gerushin. Tosfos says, no. She's not omitted the gerushin. Why? Because, listen to this, mikom akom lavlit karesh beget ze omitted. Number one, it's not typically this get. Yes, the divorcer doesn't have to be this get in particular, so the lishma will matter. Number two, v'gam im lo yirtze habal lo yigarshena elish lo tisham shena. It's an unbelievable statement by Tosos. Tosos says if he wants, he can keep her around without having bia with her anymore. Which seems amazing. You can see there's a Gilui Nashas over here that sails you over to a Chuvas Aram al Shakar. I mean, that this is not so simple. The Tosos says, oh, you can just keep her around, just not have bia with her. The issue is on bia, not keeping him, not staying married to her. Right, that's a very big assumption that Tosfos makes. I have a leap of faith here that's the case. But that's very interesting. That's one thing I want to show you in Tosfos. The Tosfos says, "Efilu zinta eno omedet legirushin." It's a big chiddush in Tosfos. The last line in this Tosfos, he also quotes about Mila. What's the story with Mila? We say by Mila that if a non-Jew comes and does Mila, stam, it's kshera. Whereas a kuti does Mila, it's pasul, because he does it the same hard grisim. The Ovid Kachavim does it stam, the same Mila, because he doesn't know what else to think about. So he says, what's the difference? So he says, the ish l'chalek ben get the Mila, kamosh m'chalek ken b'zvachim the get. Aval Mila stoma l'shma kaima, kamosh b'chim. Hilka chovi chavim kashir, afal David stam. That non-Jew does the Mila stam, it's considered a good Mila, because a person is omed l'mila. Just like a zevach is omed to get on the mizbeach, and a baby is omed to get a mila, and that's why it's ksherah. So Tosfos adds another category of stam, where the direction of the individual is towards mila, and therefore the stam would be considered to be mila. The next Tosfos says, wait a minute, this whole next Mishnah that we're talking about here, what, are you going to have a machshava from beginning to end? What's Mishnah suggesting? If stam's not going to work here, what do you have to say? I'm thinking about Pesach, all the time he's shechting it, all the time he's doing all the avodah, is that really true? Right, v'yichi, kol sha'ai yish lo daber ad shigamer shechitato. According to Rashi, who says the whole thing is in one avoda. Right, so what's the Gemara suggesting over here? When he says it has to be the Shem Pesach, he has to say Shem Pesach from beginning to end of the shechita. V'nir lo farish de b'shtei avodot ayri. Therefore, Tosfos says it's talking about two avodot. That's what I explained to you before. Tosfos says it's about two avodot. Now, he says, anyway, v'yish lo yashev, da'afilim tim salama de Shem Pesach, b'stam ha'pasul afil achi. Ain't a rebich de daber kol sha'ai. You have to speak throughout the whole ma'aseh avodah. All he has to do is just you could stipulate that. I'm doing the Shechita L'Shem Pesach. That means the entire Shechita. Then you don't have to continue to speak throughout the whole Shechita. You don't have to keep saying Pesach, Pesach, Pesach. Right? The way when we do the Matzot. The Shem Matzot Mitzvah. You don't go, I mean, the people, they do say it all the time. Shem Matzot Mitzvah, Shem Matzot Mitzvah. You say it once. The Shem Matzot Mitzvah means that all of your actions that you're taking are the Shem Matzot Mitzvah. That guides. You don't have to keep repeating it. It's a statement that expresses your intent with every avodah that you're going to do after this point in time. So that's what Tosfos says. What? Yeah, Shem Mitzvah Tzitzit, right, all of these things, right, yeah, it's the same thing. So now, the Gemara says, alright, maybe, Elamiho, it's from here. L'shem Shisha Dvarim Zevach Nizbach. A Korban is brought for six things. L'shem Zevach, it's brought for the particular Korban. L'shem Zoveach, to the one who is bringing the Korban. L'shem Hashem, I mean, that's before Hashem. L'shem Ishim, to be brought on the Eish, on the fire. There is Machlokas, the Ramban, and Ibn Ezra on the Torah, but what L'shem Ishim means. L'shem Reach, that it should be, right, pleasant. L'shem Nichoach, right, that it should give Nachat Ruach Liboro, so that it should give Nachat Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, V'chatat, V'sham, L'shem Chet. And the additional item, if you bring a Chatat and a Sham that are done L'shem Chet, that should be brought L'shem Chet as well. That's the seventh item. So you see over here, that's to be brought L'shem Zevach. That's one of the requirements over here. So Amar Rabbi Yossi now says, qualifies this. Af mi shlo ayah bilo L'shem achat mikol elu. Even if someone has none of these makshavot, kasher. Shetnai beitin hu. That's a tnai beitin, that it works. So adnu beitin, shdelo leimol. So now, that's tnai beitin hu. So all of these six things, even if you don't have any makshava, it's a tnai beitin that it does work. So from there, you could have itself proved it. The Gemara is not going to use this as the proof. It's going to use the next line as the proof in Rabbi Yossi. But here, you see what? That even though it's supposed to be done the shem zevach, nevertheless, if you don't have no makshava stam, tnai beitin that is that it works. So now the Gemara says, adnu beitin. Right, no kavana whatsoever. It would work. B'diavad. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, Atnu Beitin. Beitin came along and made a tnai. The lo lema lishmo. That a person should have no machshava whatsoever. Dilma atu lemeimar shlo lishmo. Beitin created this principle. He says, listen, we're at a big risk here. If we tell everybody to do it lishma, whether you're going to do it, they're going to do lishma, but then there are going to be mistakes made. Because somebody, people will say the wrong thing. They won't do lishma, they'll do shlo lishma. Meaning they'll say it for the wrong korban and it ruins everything. If they say nothing, it always works. So better to say nothing than to do lishma. Even though it's better to do lishma, but to prevent the problem from coming up, better to do it stama. So Gemara says, v'isak udakla stama pasul. If you think that stama is pasul, kaimi beitin umate milton de mipsope? What are you going to do? The base that you're going to have, base that make a gzeiro about something that makes it pasul? Don't do it lishma, do it stama. Stama's pasul. No, it must be that stama's kasher. Right, it's not the best, but it's a better situation. So Beis Din says, do it bistama, so we don't run into the problems. So there you go. There we prove that by kodshim, you have a proof, the fact that bistama is kasher. Begabi get, the stama pasul min ailan. How do you know that by get, stama is pasul? Ilay mahaditnan. From this Mishnah, yover b'shuk v'shama sofrim, or talmidim sofrim, makrim, ish ploni, giresh ploni, t'mimakom ploni. They're learning. They're looking to, the Gemara will qualify this later on. He says, they're learning, they're writing a get, and they say, oh, Reuven is going to divorce Leah, and they're writing it down. So I'm like, me. Turns out I'm Reuven, and my wife's Leah, I need a get. Pasul, can't use that get, Pasul the garish bo. So Mar says, Dilma k'dura papa. Maybe the psul there has nothing to do with being stam. Maybe it's like, papa, dama papa, hacha b'sofrim asum litlameda skinan. But the people are writing not the shame get. Meaning that they're not even doing L'shem Get, they're just learning how to write a Get, they're learning how to write properly. That doesn't even qualify as a Get. Forget about the Shema of the names, it doesn't have a L'shem Get at all because they're doing it to learn, not as a Get. V'lo yichtuv l'shem kritut klal, it wasn't even written L'shem Kritut. Right? That's one of the things we'll see later on, maybe, that some opinions believe that you have to do it L'shem Kritut, that it's the separation of the man and the woman. It has to be a complete severance of their relationship. Alameha. Maybe from this. By the way, they're just bringing a Mishnah from Gittin, Chabdalit. They're going through pieces of the Mishnah all the way through the Mishnah, and then they're going to figure out that after they run through the Mishnah, they don't have any proof from it, they have to go somewhere else. But yet they're, okay, cut off the Gresha Tishto, v'nimlach. He was intending to divorce his wife, and then he reconciled, and he doesn't divorce his wife. Matzo ben Iro, he saw one of his buddies in the city, and v'amalo, shmi b'shmecha b'shem ishti k'shem ishtecha. Right, my name is like your name, and my wife is the same wife, name as your wife, and I need to get. Pasul the gareshbo, you can't use it. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Dilma shiny autumn. Maybe the reason over there it works, there it shouldn't, you see that it doesn't work. Here he made a get for his own wife, then he gives it to his friend to use, and it says pasul. Sounds like stama, it's pasul. So Gemara says, Dilma Shani Ota, maybe that's different over there. De intik le l'shem girushin. No, because he already, when he wrote it originally, he wrote it intending to divorce his wife. Then he reconciled and he then removed it. So there it's intak l'shem girushin. It was already used, meaning that it was intended for a certain party. And now you're trying to bring it over to someone else. That you can't do. You can't change. It was intended for certain people. There they had lishma originally. There was a lishma. You can't take away the lishma from the get. But maybe if it was just on stam, it would work. So Magmar says, Ela miha, yeter al kain, yesh lo shtei nashim shishmoteim shavot. He has two wives with the same name. Reuven married Leah and Leah. Leah A, Leah B. So now, katav the gracious Agdola, he intended to divorce Leah A. Lo yigarish ba'ataktana, he may not divorce Leah B with it. So Gemara says again, Dilma shani otam dintakalei l'shem kirushin. Again, he originally wrote it for Leah A, so now he wants to change it to Leah B. That's problematic. Had he just written it stam l'Leah, then maybe he could have given it to either wife. The fact that he intended for one, then he tries to change the intention, that's problematic. Alamiyah. So let's try this. Yeter al kain. Amar lavlar. Kotuv ule'eze shi'erze garesh. Write, and then I'll divorce whoever I want. Says to the sofer, write the get, and I'll decide who I want to divorce. I gotta get rid of one of these layers. I'll decide who I get rid of over there. Fasul la garesh ba. Sumer says, demo shani otam, dein breira. Maybe over there, the reason that it doesn't work is because there's no breira. You can't do that. You can't, after the fact, decide which one. I mean, that if you did it stam, fine. But if you're saying, oh, I have two and I'm going to decide which one, that doesn't work. Breira doesn't work over here. Elamia. And here's the answer. This is the one we do prove it from, which is Akotev Topsei Gitin. A person who wants to put together the get document. So he wants to write up blanks. He wants to have a bunch of gitin ready. He wants to write up these blanks. So Reach Sheniach Makom Aish, Makom Aisha. As he leave the man's name and the woman's name empty, Umakom Eidim, the place where the Eidim signed, Umakom Azman, and the time on it. He can't date the shtar, he can't put the man or woman's name in it, he can't put the Eidim's name in it. Svam Rav Yehuda Mashmo, Af Tzarich Sheniach Makom Ariyat Muter Dechol Adam. They say that you also have to leave the place where it says Ariyat Muter Dechol Adam, because that's the Ikar Kritut, right? That's what the get, that's the shame get, that's the get itself. So therefore, as Tosu says over here, it's Tzriach Le'atuye, the Rav Yehuda. Why do we need this Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel over here? The Mishnah will be enough to teach us the din of Stama. Why do we need Rav Yehuda Shmuel? So Tosu says, is the Achik Rav Elazar. Because this goes like Rav Elazar, Damar Edei Misira Karte. Not Edei Chatima, but rather Edei Misira Karte. And therefore, because we pass him like him, so the reason is they want to set up this, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel set up that Mishnah like Rabbi Lazar, who says that Eidei Misira Arkarte. So therefore, the Gemara brings them down to show you, Aliba de Rabbi Lazar, you can prove it from this Mishnah. And that is, that when you write a blank for a get, you have to leave the man's name blank and the woman's name blank. You can't write them stama, because you can't use that get. The get's only good when you write their names in Lishma. So you see from that, that Lishma is good, stam is no good. So we proved those two items. The question of Rabbi started with, I have a stira between Gitin and Zvachim. By Zvachim, Stama is kosher. By Gitin, Stama is pasul. He reconciled the two is because Zvachim, Stam, Omed, Legabe Mizbeach. Isha is not Stama, Omed, Legerushin. Then the Gemara said, where do we know this from? So the Gemara wants to know, how do I know that Stama by Kochim works and Stama by Get does not work? So the Stama by Kochim works, we learn from Rabbi Yossi, who says the Tznai Beitin is that you say nothing. Say nothing and the Karban's good. So the fact that Beis Din made such a tnai, made a condition, don't say Lishma anymore, just do it Stam, shows you that Beis Din believes that Stam works. That's one, and the proof by Gitin, that Stam is Pasul, is from here, from this part of the Mishnah, which says that someone is writing blank documents to be prepared for Gitin, he has to leave the name of the woman and the name of the man out, because they have to be done Lishma, if he puts the names in, even Stama, that makes the get Pasul. Okay, we'll stop over here.